Double tight end, two wing setup, Goff in motion. This is a band to carry left side inside the five, dragging players along the way. Does he hit the pylon? Yes, he does. A 12-yard touchdown run for Paco Banda with 4:05 to go first quarter. The Beavers are on the board first, 6-0 they lead. And it's going to be a three receiver set. Chris Pounds and also Whitecroft split to the left. Split to the right is Braden Stry. On the wing to the right is Chance Yeager. Tight end right side, Warren Kropp. Trey O'Neill, empty backfield on fourth down. Looking right side, pass going to be caught for Chance Yeager. First down, 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. On a fourth and five play from his wing back position, Chance Yeager takes the catch, and it's a 23-yard touchdown pitch and catch, and the Beavers lead 13-0 with 69 seconds left on the first quarter clock.
On the kickoff team, he's one of the guys that kind of hangs around at the back, and then he's got good speed where he can catch up with those guys as they try and run away from him. That's why he's there, and he's a good sure tackler most of the time.
Trips to the right side of the formation for Colby. One to the left in the pistol set up on first down. Play fake by Matchell. He's going to gun the ball right down the seam. Caught by Gersh. 25, 20, 15, 10. Inside the five, touchdown Colby, and they're right back into it. 46 and a half seconds to go. A 53-yard pitch and catch down the seam to Adam Gersh from Josh Matchell, and Colby has cut it to an 8-point game. Two receiver set, three-step drop. Trey O'Neill to Chris Pounds, makes the catch and then drops it. They're going to say that's live ball, and taking it is going to be Ben Matchell, 10-5, and Colby is 2 points away. They're going to say it was a catch by Chris Pounds at fumble. And Ben Matchell, the 38-yard fumble return, and it is 14-12 with 7:15 to go before halftime. Second down and six for the Beavers at their own 48 right hash mark. Here's a sweet play left side to Martin Goff. Gets the outside. He's got a lot of room. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, and he's going to be tackled out of bounds at about the 23-yard line. Martin Goff on a nice 29-yard run to the Colby 23-yard line. 9:10 to go, third period. Third down and about a half a yard for Scott City from the half-yard line. Shotgun set up. They'll put Chance Yeager's a wing to the right side. Band in the backfield with Trey. It's going to be a quarterback draw. Dives in this Trey. Touchdown, Scott City. Scott City draws first blood in the second half at the 8:56 mark on a one-yard run from Trey O'Neill, his first rushing touchdown of the year, and it is now 20-12 for Scott City. Two wings set up and one receiver split left. That's Pounds. It's going to be a first play to the right
counter.
Side, Chance Yeager to the right side, breaks the tackle, 35, 40, first down, 45, side steps, cuts inside to the midfield stripe, and down to the Colby 49-yard line, tackle made by Eric Schutte, but not before a 24-yard run on to the right side by the Scott City Beavers and a first down. Wing T set up, Banda and Cooper Griffith lined up in the backfield. It's going to be Banda with the carry. Plows his way into the end zone for a Scott City touchdown. He follows his lead blocker, Cooper Griffith, from 2 yards out. Banda second. Rushing score of the night, and it's 27-12 with 1:03 to go third period. Brett Myers is going to go under center now. Take the knee, and that's going to be it. So Scott City wasn't pretty tonight for the Beavers, but in the end, a win is a win as they go to 2-0 on the year, 1-0 in GWAC play. They will win this game by a final count of 28-12. Colby drops to 0-2 on the year, and they're 0-1 in GWAC play.